Okay, today's daf is Menachas, daf Lamed Vav, and we continue with all the halachas of tefillin, some famous ideas yesterday. We had discussions of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, other ideas today. I got at least three emails just to mention, to verify the story, about a story from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that he once walked into the yeshiva, and he saw that the mezuzahs in an elementary school were very low, so that the kids could kiss it, and he said, no, you gotta make it higher and give the kids a chair. That's the, I got a number of emails with that story, so it seems to be that's what Rabbi Yaakov held, that's what the halach is, that there's gotta be high, you just gotta, the kids either have to, be given a chair, or some of the meaning of just kissing the wall under, and that'll be enough, and thinking about the mezuzah. Either way, that's the story I wanted to mention. Okay, we just read the line of the Gemara, which appears in Brachas as well, the line of Reb Elazar HaGadol, that the tefillin shel Rosh are v'roh kol amei ha'aretz, kishem Hashem nikra alecha, are described as all the nations of the world will see your tefillin, and they will fear you. So two halachos that we had the story of the Gra yesterday, but two halachos that we learn from that statement. Number one is that tefillin shel Rosh have to be revealed. This is talking about the tefillin shel Rosh, not the shel Yad. It's by the shel Yad, it's l'cha la'os v'lo l'achirim la'os. And therefore the tefillin shel Yad are covered, either by the box of the tefillin, or put under a sleeve. But the tefillin shel Rosh are uncovered, are begalui. And that is learned that from this pasuk. And that's why even if one has a talus over their head, so somebody has the minhag for various parts of davening to put their talus on their head, the tefillin shel Rosh still have to be sticking out, still have to be uncovered. It shouldn't have the talus totally over, that you wouldn't be able to see the tefillin. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, interestingly enough, Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Brachas on daf Dalet on the base of the daf Harif. The Gemara there on daf Tes talks about the different shiurim in the morning. So when is the earliest time to say Kriya Shema? Remember, Mishayakir, Bitzchilas Olam, Bitzchilas Lakarsi, and Neisachama, all different times. So here's Rabbi Yonah, why is it that by most mitzvos, the time that you go by, or what does the Mishnah say in Megillah, the time that you go by is Amud HaShachar. Amud HaShachar, right when, if it's a mitzvah shel yom, you could do it from Neisachama, but with the Evid, if you do it from Amud HaShachar, it's also okay. That is what the Mishnah says in Maseches Megillah. Why is it uniquely by tzitzis and by tefillin, there's this new time, Misha Yakir, from the time that you recognize, right, when you can see your friend, that's not such a good friend, that's not a total stranger, or we would call an acquaintance, you can see him dalet ames away in all natural light, without any artificial light. So why is that the shiur? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, because by finally, the line, v'hatam sh'talu oso b'shi'iris chavero, mishum d'tfilin kasav re'iya d'chsiv ro kolam yaretz, kishem Hashem nikro lecha, because of our pasik. There's an issue of re'iya, that's what it's talking on by tefillin. And by tzitzis, of course, it says re'isim oso. So that is why, because those two mitzvahs have a re'iya element to it, so this man, the earliest man during the day, is a re'iya's man. It's an important Rabbeinu Yonah on Dav Dalet Amabez in the Dafi Arif in Maseches Bracha. So the two halachas learned out from Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. Okay, so we continue now. Vasirosias kapiv re'ises acharai. The pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu being shown whatever it means to be shown of a divine vision. Amar of Chana bar Bizna, Amar of Shem Chasida. Rashi quotes this in Parshas Kisisa. Milamed Shehera lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe Kesher shel Tefillin. What does it mean that you'll see my back, you won't see my front? Hashem showed him the Kesher of the Tefillin. The Gemara says there that Hashem wears tefillin just like we wear tefillin. Our tefillin says Shema Yisrael. Hashem's tefillin says Mika Amcha Yisrael, Gayachad Baretz. We each praise each other. But Hashem wears tefillin, Kavi Yachol. And therefore it says that Hashem showed Moshe his back. It means the back of the knot of his tefillin. I don't know if Hashem had $1 or a double dalet, but that is what was shown Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean, the back? We've mentioned various times the mashal of Rav Soloveitchik. Because what's the mashal? That we can understand the back of Hashem and not the front of Hashem. That means we can understand everything with clarity in Olam Hazeh. It's like seeing the back of a carpet. If you have a beautiful carpet, wonderful, beautiful the designs. If you look at the back of it, turn over the carpet, it looks like a mess. You have things sticking out, then you have threads going in all different directions. It looks like a big mess. That's Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is you only see the back. The front, that's clarity. That's on the Olam HaEmes. That's only in the next world. That's what we see. The back of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't see the full, we don't have the full understanding of world events, but that's only because this world is Olam HaZeh. It's only the back. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kesher Shel Tefillin, Tzorach Sheyehei Lamala. Kadesh Yisrael Lamala V'lo Lamata. The Kesher of Tefillin in the back of one's head can't be too low. Right, this is a problem sometimes. Mr. Brewer talks about a couple of problems with the tefillin. This is one of them, that people have their knot in the back of their head too low. Sometimes after somebody has long hair, and then it's stretched out, you get a haircut, so it's very loose. So one has to make sure that it's not hanging. The hard part of the skull, right in the back, where the skull ends, right, that's the spot where it's supposed to be on. Right, sometimes if we make it smaller, it feels like it's falling off. But if we're not used to it, sometimes that's the way it's supposed to be. It just feels like we're falling off. So I wanted to make sure if there's somebody in their shul that knows exactly where it's supposed to be and how to adjust the tefillin, which is not a simple, right, the single dollar and the double dollar are different. It has to be the double dollar is a little easier to move and to adjust. But I wanted to make sure that the tefillin knot is not too low, because it's like Bnei Yisrael. We want Bnei Yisrael to be high up, and we don't want them to be below. And also, but it's actually a klape pnim. And also, we want it to be klape pnim. So question exactly what does that mean? It means klape pnim, opposite one's face. What does it mean, opposite one's face? It means that it should be also centrally located, right in the middle, not on the side of the head, in the middle, and not too low. Kadesh Yisrael lefnei v'lo la'achar. So, but Yisrael aren't towards the back, but right in front towards the face, opposite the face, exactly. Okay, here we go. Next famous section. Amar Shmuel bar Bidri, Amarav. V'yamrila Amrav Acharicha Amrav Huna V'yamrila Amrav Menashe Amr Shmuel. That part's not famous. The famous part is right here. Tefillin Me'masayim Mavarech Aleihen. When do you make a bracha on tefillin? Mishas Hanachasan. From the moment that you put them on. Mishas Hanachasan. What did that sound like? It sounds like after you put them on. From the time you put them on. You put them on. You make the bracha. That's what it sounds like from Rav. Or Shmuel, whoever's saying this. Ani, is that really true? You make the bracha after you put it on? V'yamar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kala mitzvahs kulan mevarech aleinu v'las yasan. We know, you're supposed to make the bracha before you do the mitzvahs. Over las yasan. The Gemara here does not quote the whole few lines, but elsewhere the Gemara always quotes, how do you know the word over means before? You learn that from different psukim, v'yavar sakushi. But over means before, so you're supposed to make the brachas before you do the mitzvahs. So what does it mean here by tefillin that you make the bracha after you put it on? So abayev, a rava, dami shavayu, mishas hanacha, v'ad shas kashira. It means after you put them on, before you tighten them. That's what it means. Mishas hanachasan. Because if we make the bracha while we're holding the tefillin, before it's on our heads or on our arms, that's too early. That's called over to over. It has to be after it's on, before we tighten. So, by the tefillin shel yad, it has to be on our arm, on the muscle, on the right spot, right before we tighten it, that's when we make the bracha. Right? Because that's the mitzvah is the kshira, uksharta. On the shel rosh, also, the shel rosh has to be not when it's up in the air. It's not when we make the bracha. It's after it's on my head, before I get it into the right spot. That's when we make the bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. It's already on the head. I didn't straighten it yet. I didn't perfect it yet. But that's when we make the bracha. Okay, so that is the Abaye Varava explaining. 2 points. Number one, the Magalis HaShas, I saw discusses, what's the emphasis of kala mitzvahs? Mavarech aleinu v'las yasan? What do you mean all mitzvahs? Mitzvahs! Mitzvahs, mavarech aleinu v'las yasan. What's kala mitzvahs? So he quotes from the Chassam Sofer that the Kuzari says, as other Sfarim as well say, that the point of a bracha is to prepare ourselves to do the Maisa HaMitzvah, to get us in the proper frame of mind. Right? That was the Noda B'Yehuda's problem, as we mentioned, with the Hasidic minhag of saying L'Shem Yichud, you know, before all the different mitzvahs. What do you need L'Shem Yichud for? To get you ready for the mitzvah? That's the point of the bracha. But the bracha is to get ready for the mitzvah. And if some reason a mitzvah doesn't have a bracha, so just say, I'm doing this L'Shem Hashem. That's it. You don't have to get into Kabbalah. You don't have to get into L'Shem Yichud. So, it says the Chassam Sofer, V'yim Kain, if the point of a bracha is to help you focus and get ready, Haya Efshar Lomar, so you might have said that concept, the concept of making a bracha beforehand is only by mitzvahs, which give you Tosefas Kedusha, which is most mitzvahs, which brings you closer to Hashem. Karban Pesach, Kachim, Matzah, Sukkah, Tefillin, all the mitzvahs. So for that, you need Hachana before you do them. But what if you have mitzvahs that are just to remove a problem? For example, Bir Chametz. Or, for example, Chatichas Arla. Right? Other two, Mila might have both. But if it's just to remove something, so then maybe you might have said, you don't need a bracha for that. That's just a removal. That's not being Mosef Kedusha. You don't need a bracha for that. And maybe you can make a bracha afterwards. Make a bracha afterwards. That bracha Shevach. But Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush. Kala Mitzvahs Daika, says the Chassam Sofer. Vizemarumas, because that was learned that from the Pasuk as well. But anyway, that's the emphasis of Kala Mitzvahs. Every type of mitzvah, even if it's just a removal of a negative, that is, right, the destruction of Avodah Zarah, others, it still make a bracha on that. So that's Kala Mitzvahs, number one. Number two, the other issue brought up here is the discussion of exactly the Zman HaMitzvah. So, in Tosfos here, we have an important machlokas between Rabbeinu Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam. Whether one has to tie their tefillin knot every single day, or you have the tefillin knot set. That is a machlokas. Rabbeinu Eliyahu says, what does our Gemara say? You go, when do you make the bracha? From Shas Hanacha to Shas Kishira. Kishira, interesting. You tie it every day? Says Rabbeinu Eliyahu, this is one of the Gemaras that prove that one has to tie their tefillin knot anew every single day. Mikanai Medakti Rabbeinu Eliyahu. This machlokas appears in Eruvin as well, but right here is the main text, because this is Menachas. Mikanai Medakti Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Shesor Adam Likasher Likshar Tefillin B'chol Yom. That is his Shita. One of his rises right here. Rabbeinu Tam argues, of course. Rabbeinu Tam Afarish De'ein Tzarech. You don't need to. You don't need to. Then he quotes a Gemara in Chulin, which talks about how common it is to do certain mitzvahs. So the Kesher Tefillin is brought up there. Is it common? Is it not common? But if you look at the next Amud, second line, Rabbeinu Tam says in Tosfos, Tachem first Rabbeinu Tam, Tahach Shira Hainu Ahiduk. What does it mean here, Kshira? It means the tightening. It doesn't mean making the knot itself. What does it mean, making the knot? Shemahadko Mitzam Samein Barosho. It means when you fit it and you're tying it to your head. That's what Kshira means here. Kamosh Shilya Kshira Bevlan, like we see other usages of Kshira. Says Tosfos. Third skinny line, Umistavra Kedivra Rabbeinu Tam Betfilin Shel Rosh, Ukedivra Rabbeinu Eliyahu Betfilin Shel Yad. Pshara, says Tosfos, when it comes to the Tfilin Shel Rosh, Rabbeinu Tam's right. We don't make any new knots for our Tfilin Shel Rosh. You just put it on the head. The knot's already there. Tfilin Shel Yad, you tie it on. Well, we have the Yud, but besides that little Yud, that's not called the knot. The knot is what we do. So we make the knot every day. So we're machalik. We hold like Rabbeinu Eliyahu when it comes to the Tefillin Shel Yad, and we hold like Rabbeinu Tam when it comes to the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Why? What's the svara for that? Why is that an appropriate svara? Because by the Shel Yad, it says, Ukshartam Losei Yadecha. So it's more mefurish that you should do the Kshira every day, says Tosfos. That's why we should hold like Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Demashma, the Chal Shah Sheminiyat Sarach Shira. It sounds like Ukshartam. Vahoyu Totavos Bein Yadecha. It should be on your head. Just put it on your head. Doesn't say that you have to tie it on your head. And then Tosa says, skipping quotes a couple of other rayas, that this is true because of Gemara Avodah Zarah, that there was a story that there was a man who couldn't tie his tefillin every day. And what did it say? That the woman tied his tefillin shel yad for him every day. Why just the tefillin shel yad? Why not the tefillin shel rosh? No, because tefillin shel rosh you don't have to tie every day. That's why it only says tefillin shel yad there. Gemara Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamites. That's teda. To lo kamar shayis a misayel al tefillin shel rosh. The tefillin shel rosh vade in sarek likshar b'chol yom. To lo tziv satar likshar kol shah. The kasher kasher shalah halach moshi b'sinai. V'achin gemiri to levi kshirat tabit. It's always kasher. That's an important machlokas between Rabbi Eliyahu and Rabbi Tam, and we paskid the chilek. This machlokas was made famous by the Seder Hadoros. Seder Hadoros, one of the authors of the 1800s. He is what's like the Chidaz Shem Agdolim. He goes through every generation in history with, starting with Adam, and then he goes through the Rishonim and the Achronim, everybody who was up to his time, and is a little biography about each of the people discussed. So when he talks about the Rishonim in the Elef HaChamishi in Tav Kuf Lamed, he quotes Rabbeinu Eliyahu and Rabbeinu Tam, he quotes this Machlokas. And he quotes that Rabbeinu Tam, I had a discussion with a Navi. Shor Rabbeinu Yaakov el Navi. This is a different Rabbeinu Yaakov. Hey, kosher catches a tefillin. It was after Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Yoel were already in the Olam HaEmes, so there was some type of vision. And there was a vision that they asked, what's going on in Shemayim? Who's right? Do you have to tie the knot every day or not? And Vadavi Karbi Allah Fahabas a Matatrod, the Kacha Raleko, the Malachim get involved, and Moshe Rabbeinu was there. So they called Hezer Rabbeinu Yaakov, Tishal is Moshe Rabbeinu, Shubakan. Ask Moshe Rabbeinu, how do you tie the tefillin every day? Amalei Moshe Rabbeinu, all of us shalom. Einatem koshim kedas. Ki ekshira lo b'shal yad, hi ala b'shal rosh, b'sarach likshir b'chal yom. Rabbeinu Eliyahu is right. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu answered. V'yarad Rabbeinu tam ka'ari. V'omar Moshe ta'isa. Moshe, you are mistaken. Ki akesher ein tzarach b'chal yom, ela hiduk. V'lo b'shal roshi, ela b'shal yad. D'chsivu k'shartem lo osa yadecha. Ana Moshe Barovan Vasanuso Ani Omer La Mitzvah Shesok Shira Bechal Yom Avalola Akiv Heshev Rabbeinu Tam Vachiyeza Mitzvah Hilola Akiv El La Mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah do you have? Heshev Moshe Hova Marta Kach Dalacha Shetaisa. That you made a mistake. Ki Chovi Hilakasha Bechal Yom Vachshira Tzorach Lios Bishal Rosh Bedalis. By the way, Dalis, not Dalad. V'raya Vilacha Mitorah Sishra Sati Lacha. I'll bring you a raya from the Torah that I gave. Amazing. Umin apasik sheiveta. Uksharitam lo sayadecha. Harisha samach os esel uksharitam lo malacha. Shesorach adalitshar osam. Shehim lo os. Fine all rosh. They have the whole machlokas. Vadashri the psukim. Acharkach. Then Rabbeinu Eliyahu miParis brings a riot to Moshe Rabbeinu also. Goes through the whole discussion here. And they go mafalpel. Until. Achachara aposha Rabbeinu Tam. V'yamod al ragla. V'yikra b'kol gadol. V'yomar. Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom. Raid. Come down here. V'cheid saw gimel pamim at sheyir Moshe Rabbeinu b'yeshiva v'yomer Rabbeinu Tam ani omer shein lichshar klal keshet tefillin b'chol yom v'shalot zivisa zeb haTorah shekibaltam yakadosh baruch hu v'hoder Moshe Rabbeinu l'dvarav v'yelach lo. That's the apocryphal story, so to speak, brought down in the Seder Hadoros. The story goes that I thought it was here, but I saw recently that it was another sefer written around this time that also had this story that they wanted to get a haskama for Reb Chaim. To the Sefer. Look at the story. That's when it was coming out. If you look in the Haskamah, so the Seder HaTorah, he has a Haskamah from the Beis HaLevi, he has a Haskamah from Yeshua B'Kutna, he has a Haskamah from the Nitziv, he has a Haskamah from others. Anyway, but this is, but he doesn't have a Haskamah from Reb Chaim. So I always thought, I tried to read the Hakdamah, so the long Hakdamah, but I saw recently that Rav Soloveitchik always quoted this story, but it wasn't about the Seder HaTorah. It was about a different Sefer that also quoted this story. I think in the Rishima Shirim, Shimla Zecher Abba Mari, one of the Yartzeit Shirim, this is a one-line footnote that it quotes from the Seder HaDoros. But I think I saw recently it was from a different Sefer. Either way, they went to Reb Chaim to get a Haskamah for the Sefer, and Reb Chaim said, the Sefer is great, but this story is apikarsis. So I can't give you a Haskamah unless you take this page out. And they ended up not being able to take the page out. They wrote the Haskamah with Reb Chaim, and they just wrote that he thinks page 72 is apikarsis. Okay, fine. But why is it apikarsis? Because you can't say that about Moshe Rabbeinu. You're not allowed to argue about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Emes was Saraso Emes. You can't say Moshe was wrong about anything. So yes, he was not infallible, made mistakes, but in terms of the Torah that he gave us, Moshe Emes v'Saraso Emes. But that's the story in the Seder HaDoros for Rabbeinu Elio and Rabbi Chiyomi Paris. That is important machlokas number one of the day. Now we're up to number two. Top of the next Amud. Daf Lamed Vav. Amar Rav Chisda. Sach bein tefila letefila. Chozer umavarech. If somebody talks in between the tefila shayad and the tefila shorosh, you gotta repeat the bracha. We'll get to what all this means in a few minutes. You have to repeat the bracha. But pashtus it means any talking sounds like the rush here says beferish and ilchus tefillin. If you're back, we've alluded to it before. But the rush in the back of Menaches has halachas ketanus. He has halachas ketanus, ilchus bezusa, ilchus tefillin, ilchus tzitzis, ilchus tuma, ilchus chala. All these minor areas of halacha where you don't have a better place to put these halachas because we're also talking about ilchus tefillin shas. So the rush talks about it right here. Right, so that's why it's in the back of Menaches. That's where the Mordechai and the rush have their discussions of these areas of halacha. So the Rosh says, Pashtus, this is, you're not allowed to talk period between the two tefillins, even Dvarim Shebekdusha. Even if I hear a Yehishmei Rabbah, even if I hear a Baruchu, no matter what, one is not allowed to talk even Dvarim Shebekdusha. That's what the Rosh says. The Mordechai quoting Rabbeinu Tam is a little bit more mako, but generally we hold like the Rosh that no talking is allowed to be done in between the Tilin Shel Yad and the Tilin Shel Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Simen Chathei. Also, lahafsik b'dibur bein tefillah shel yad l'tefillah shel rosh v'im hifsik mevarech al shel rosh. We'll get to exactly what you do on the shel rosh. But the Mishnah Berurah says, no matter what, afilu b'dibur shel mitzvah kigon lahashiv shalom marabo v'kolki agavna why kigon bracha she'ena tzricha, when it's not allowed to talk at all. And if, and therefore, if one knows they're in the middle of Kaddish, don't start putting on your tefillin yet. If one knows they're about to say baruchu in a minute, we shouldn't put on our tefillin yet. We should wait. Should wait until after we can answer Yehi Shmei or Baruchu, and then put on our tefillin after that. So one should not supposed to talk. Chozer Mavarech. Sach in lo sach lo's. Only if one talks does one have to repeat a bracha, to say a bracha. Lo sach lo. It sounds like though that if one did not talk, then you don't make a bracha. Is that really true? Vashalach Rav Chiya Bered Rav Huda Mishmei Rav Yochanan Al Tzilo Shel Yad Omer Baruch Asher Kadoshanu B'Mitzvah V'Sivanu Laniyat Tefillin Al Tzilo Shel Rosh Omer Baruch Asher Kadoshanu B'Mitzvah V'Sivanu Al Mitzvah Tefillin. So it's beferish, you make a bracha on each one anyway. So what do you mean? Oh, if you talk, you gotta make a bracha. It sounds like you always make a bracha. You always make a bracha. One on the Shel Yad, one on the Shel Rosh. Says the answer. So, by the way, before we answer the question, what's the language of al and why one is lahaniach, one is al? So Rashi here says, lahaniach sounds like you're starting the mitzvah. So maschil lahaniach. That's why you say lahaniach of the Shel Yad. Mitzvah's tefillin, Rashi says, to achshav gomer es ha-mitzvah. Now you're finishing. That's what Rashi says. If you look at all the Rishonim, Psachim, Dav Zayin, they all have the rules and regulations. When do you say al, when do you say lit? Tosfos, the Rosh, all different, the Rambam, all the different shittas. But here Rashi specifically about tefillin says, lahaniach is because you're about to do the mitzvah. Al-mitzvah is when you finish the mitzvah. If you look at Tosfos and Brachas, which also discusses the Lashonos of the brachas of Tefillin. So Tosfos there says, on Daf Samach, he adds a little bit. He says, because the Shel Rosh is not just the Gemar, it's Shehi Gemar Mitzvah V'Iker, the Yeshba Dalet Batim, V'Shin, Mivarech HaMitzvahs. This was even a more significant mitzvah. Right, we said yesterday, it has more Kedusha because of the Shin and the Dalet. The Shin on the Bias and the Dalet on the Not. So again, that's a more kadosh mitzvah, and that's why you say al, which is about the entire mitzvah. But anyway, so you see from here that you may always make a bracha. So what's the answer of the Gemara? Abaye Bar Reda Mishavayu, major machlokas. What exactly does this line mean? Abaye and Rabbah say, lo sach mivarech achas. If you did not talk in between, you make one bracha. Sach mivarech shtayim. If you talked, you make two brachas. What does this line mean? So it's a very, again, well-known machlokas rishonim. One way to understand this line is that as follows. Lo sach, if you did talk in between mevarech achas, you make one bracha on everything. One bracha on the Shel Yad, and that works for the Shel Rosh also. Lo sach, if you talked in the middle, mevarech shtayim, and then you're going to have to make two brachas altogether, you're going to have to repeat a bracha. Meaning, if you don't have any hefsekim, then you just make lahaniach on the Shel Yad, and that's it. And that also works for the Shel Rosh. If you talked in the middle, then you make al mitzvahs on the Shel Rosh. That is the shita of Rashi. That's the Shita of Rashi right here. Lo sach. We might hold like Rashi tefillin, but Ashkenazic custom is not like this. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says, passing like Rashi. Lo sach ein mevarech ela al shel yad bilvad. If you didn't talk, you make one bracha on tefillin. That's Rashi. Sach mevarech shtayim. But if you talk, you make two brachas all together. That is the Shita of Rashi right here. But if you look in Tosfos, Dibra Maschel, lo sach, he quotes a very different shot of Rabbeinu Tam. Nope. According to Rashi, every day you make one bracha on tefillin.
If you talk. You make two brachas before you...
No, you only make one. You make one more bracha.
One more
bracha. Usually you make zero more. But you're going to make one more according to Rashi. That's what it means, Mevarech Shtayim, altogether. Right, like Kiddush Shalach Rav Chiya, Rashi says. Like Rav Chiya said, that case of Rav Chiya is only where you talked. But if you look at Tosfos or Pashay Rabbeinu Tam, what does Rabbeinu Tam say? No. This whole line is talking about the Shel Rosh. What does it mean? Lo sach, if you didn't talk, mevarech achas. You only make one bracha on the Shel Rosh. Sach, if you talked in between, Mavarech Shtayim, you make two brachas on the Shel Rosh. You have to repeat the Lahaniach and Al Mitzvahs. Al Mitzvahs you always say on the Shel Rosh, but you even repeat Lahaniach on the Shel Rosh. That is what Tosfos quotes from Rav Tam, and also from the Shimusha Rabba. Right, so this is the major machlokas, as we know, between Ashkenazim and Sephardim. How many brachas do you make on the Shel Rosh? The Shulchan Aruch paskens like Rashi that one makes only one bracha on tefillin every day. If you talk in the middle, you got to make another bracha. But usually, it's only one bracha. The one bracha covers. After all, it's one it's a mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvahs together. Yes, we'll see later on that the tefillin are counted as two separate mitzvahs, but you're doing them in conjunction with each other. So you're only supposed to make one bracha. Mashiachin the Rama. The Rama says that no, we make two brachas on the tefillin. This is the Shulchan Aruch and Chaf Hey Sif Hey. That's the language of the Mechaber. The Yeshomrim says the Rama, Levarach al Shel Rosh, al Mitzvahs Tefillin, afilu lo hifzik beitayim. That is Tosfos, that is the Rush. V'chein pashan aminag b'bnei Ashkenaz, shemavarachin shtei brachas. V'tov lo mar tamid acha bracha shnia, barach shem kavod malchuso li olam voed. The Rama adds in barach shem. What in the world are we saying barach shem for? The Rama's possibly like the Rosh and the Tosfos. So we make two brachas. What do you say, Baruch Shem? Baruch Shem is usually when you make a bracha by mistake. You never have a case where you say Baruch Shem l'chanchiva. You say a bracha l'vatala and say Baruch Shem afterwards. So, very unusual. But the poska, the Mishnah Berurah explains, really you don't have to say Baruch Shem. Really, you don't have to say it. Really, the Rama Pascha is like the Rosh Tosfos. And one, therefore, has to be careful. And the Mishnah Berurah says this is a big mistake people make. What people put on their Shel Rosh, right, the Gabbard, they say Baruch Shem right after the bracha. That's worthless, says the Mishnah Berurah. Because then you're just taking away your bracha right after you say it. Well, you have, we really paskin like Tosfos and the Rosh. So what do you have to do? You put your tefillin on your head, say Al Mitzvahs Tefillin, then wait a few seconds, put your tefillin in the right spot. So you've done the mitzvah. After that, say Baruch Shem. People say Baruch Shem right away, right after the bracha, says the Mishnah Berurah, and that's a big problem. Because then, why do they say the bracha? You have to make the bracha, get the tefillin in place, and then a few seconds later say Baruch Shem, but not right away. So, period. Because really, you don't need the Baruch Shem. Okay, we say it. Why do we say it? To give kavod to the Rashi. To give kavod to the Rashi and maybe other Rishonim as well. But that's why we say Baruch Shem, not because we really choshesh. If we really choshesh that it was a bracha of Atala, we wouldn't say the bracha in the first place. Because you never have that instance. So that's why we say Baruch Shem, just to give them kavod. You never had this by any other machlokas. You know, there aren't so many machlokos in life, in halacha, about how many brachas you make on a mitzvah, one or two. Well, there are many machlokas about mitzvahs, but how many are there? How many brachas you say? So this is one of them. I can't think of anyone right now either. But this is one of them. You make one bracha, not two. Nope, there's no shita that says you make two brachas on tzitzis. There's no bracha that says you make two brachas on chalitza. You've got to think of another one. But either way, this is why we're choshesh here for the covet of the other Rishonim, and that's why we say Baruch Shem. There is a fascinating suggestion of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says maybe this is a different type of Baruch Shem that we think. Because after all, what do you make a Baruch Shem for? You never make a Baruch HaVatal HaChanchiva. So he says, no. He says, when else do we say Baruch Shem? Right after Shema Yisrael. If you look at the Torah, it doesn't say Baruch Shem. We say it, but after Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, as a recognition of what we just did, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Ali Olam Voed. Putting on tefillin is Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, putting on a tefillin is like saying Shema Yisrael. So just like after we say Shema Yisrael, we say Baruch Shem, say here too, says the Aruch HaShulchan. We say Baruch Shem after Shema. So maybe that's being mastic the minhag of saying it right away. That's what he would say. That's what he'd be able to be masking the minhag. They're not saying, not doing something that's worthless. But that's the Aruch HaShulchan. We've got to look it up. It's right here. It's Sibn Chafei, Os Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. Because he can't fathom that we allow a bracha l'chanchila and then have a Baruch Shem. Sorry? L'shitas Rashi to what? You should say Baruch Shem even according to Rashi then. Right, according to that, even according to Rashi, you say Baruch Shem. Okay. But that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, Vayter. Let's continue. Again, as you see here, we can spend a lot of time on all of this, but we have to continue. Where are we? Tana, sach be tefila. If somebody talks between their tefillins, averi biado, v'chozer le miyachei amalchama. Oh, famous chazal. If somebody talks between the two tefillins, it's an avera. It's the avera that he has to return from the battlefield. The Gemara in Sota says, the Mishnah in Sota says that if somebody has a verus in his hand, that he's not going to be a good fighter. He doesn't have the schus of his mitzvahs. So he should go home. But we give him all these times to go home, so he's not embarrassed. Ah, if you just got married. Ah, if you're scared. But what kind of aveira do you have to go home for if you talk between Tilla Shayan and Tilla Shalrosh? All the Bali Musar. What, this aveira out of all the averas? What, it doesn't say if somebody is Arias and somebody is other business. Mafsik. Many different machshava ideas, most of them boiling down to the shel yad symbolizes the olam hamaisa, and the shel rosh symbolizes the olam hamachshava. You can't be mechali between the olam hamachshava and the olam haasiya. Different types of machshava thoughts related to that. But that is the, that's meaning you don't want to talk. One should talk between the Tfilin Shel Yad and the Tfilin Shel Rosh. We'll get back at the end, if we have time, by the way, to the type of brachos those are, which we've spoken about in the past. Why do you need two birchas hamitzvah for this mitzvah? Okay, we'll get back to that at the end if we have time. Tana, kishu meiniach miniach shel yad, v'yachar kach miniach shel rosh. When you put him on, you put on the shel yad first. First the shel yad and then the shel rosh. Ukishu choleitz, choleitz shel rosh, v'yachar kach choleitz shel yad. The shel yad is always on longer. You put on the shel yad first, you take off the shel yad last. Why? So bishlama, kishu meiniach miniach shel yad, v'yachar kach miniach shel rosh. Fine, when you put him on, I understand you put on the shel yad first. Why? Because that's the psukim. Dechsiv, ukshartem lo'osa yadecha, v'hadar v'haylutatavos b'ninecha. First yadecha, and then b'ninecha. Ela kishu choleitz, but when you take off the tefillin, choleitz shel rosh v'akar choleitz shel yad minalon, how do you know that's what you're supposed to do? How do you know you're supposed to take off the tefillin shel rosh first? Amar Rabba Rav Huna Azrili, Rabba says that Rav Huna explained it to me, Amar Kra, V'hayulutotafos bein einecha, kol zman shebein einecha, yihiyu shtayim. V'hayu, they shall be. Right, so it should always be, when it's between your eyes, it should always be two. And that's the drasha, that the shal yad always has to be on when the shal rosh is on. That's why we always take off the shal rosh first, and we always put on the shal yad first. Why do we loosen the shin up from the shel yad first? It's a good question. What, in terms of putting it on, the reason we don't do all the straps is we put the tefillin, we tie the kashira, and then we do some of the straps. We don't do the fingers yet, because that's not meikar adin. The fingers are not meikar adin. That's not ukshartim. Ukshartim just means enough so the box stays in place. So you do a couple of the straps so that the box is considered stationary on the arm. Some people only do like three. And then they put on the shel rosh, because you don't have a hefsek. The bracha of lahaniach, especially according to Rashi, but even according to the Rashi Rebbe Tam, the lahaniach is also going on the shel rosh. Right? Even the Ramah Paskins, if you only have a shel rosh, you make two brachas on the shel rosh. It's not that there's one bracha on each. We do one bracha physically on each, but really both brachas, both lahaniach is going on both. So that's why you don't have any hefseks. That's why we don't do all the straps, including the etzbos. We don't do that beforehand. But why? I have to look it up. Why do we take off the fingers before we? It might just be we're paralleling and mirror imaging of the act that we did on the way in. So we do the same thing on the way out. But I'll try to look it up more. Okay. So the shel yad always has to be on when the shel rosh is. When the shel rosh is on. So also, the Magalis HaShas, a machshava for this, why is this that the shel yad always has to be on? Because the shel yad, as I said before, symbolizes the olam ha'asiyah, doing the mitzvahs. Shel rosh symbolizes machshava emuna. You always have to do mitzvahs. We might not always feel like we're into them, we might not always understand everything, but that's the second stage. Step one is to do the mitzvahs. Step two is trying to realize the reasons for the mitzvahs and deepening our emunah about the mitzvahs. That's the shel rosh. But even if sometimes you have to take the shel rosh off, the shel yad has to be on. We always have to be osik b'mitzvahs. We always have to make sure that part of our avoda is not affected. We quoted in the past where we saw Salanter, first comes Eik Elokeinu and then Mik Elokeinu. There's nobody like Hashem, and therefore we have to do mitzvahs. Period. That's a given. Then after we're involved, then you can ask questions. But it doesn't start off as Mik Elokeinu. It doesn't start off as Emunah first, and we'll determine based on if we get answers to our Emunah questions, that'll determine if we're gonna do the proper avoda that we have to do. That's not how it goes. First comes Eik Elokeinu and then Mik Elokeinu. Period. Taner Rabbanan, Tfilin, Me'emasayim Barech Aleyen, Misha'as Hanachasan. You make the bracha tefillin when you put them on. But you already know that means after Hanacha before Kshira. Ketzad. What does that mean? Hayamashkim, let's say Sladarach. If somebody has to take a trip very early, Umis Yari, Shema Yovedu, maybe the tefillin are going to get lost if you don't put them on. Right? If you carry them, you're worried about you're going to lose them in your bag. Manichon, you ought to put them on. even before the time, and when the time comes, you move them around a little bit, you feel them, then you can make a bracha on them. Because every second they have them on is considered a mitzvah. So therefore, if you need to put them on now, and they're going to be on later, that's fine. You just feel them around later. What's the latest you can wear tefillin? Achatishka achama. Sunset, shkia. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, achatichla regam nashuk. Wow. Hanukkah related. Right? A little bit later, after shkia. Tichla regam nashuk. Till the people stop walking around in the market. Vachachamim omrim adzman shena. Till you go to sleep. Even later, meaning the chachamim are not bothered by tefillin at night. Not bothered until you go to sleep, that's fine. This is a big issue, whether there's a mitzvah tefillin at night or not. We'll get to this in Amud Beis, but that's part of the issue, what these Amoraim are, these Tanam are arguing about. The other issue isn't just Meikar Adin, whether tefillin is at night or not, but also the issue is whether we're gozer that you're going to fall asleep with your tefillin. That's the other issue in terms of the Durabanans, in terms of the Durabanans. Finishing for a minute, Umodib Chachamim, Lurabi Yaakov, Shem Cholson, Lates Labes Akise, Oli Karnas Labes Amerchats, if one takes off their tefillin to go to the bathroom, or to take a shower, Vishaka Chama, and then the sun said, Shemin Achozer Menichan, you don't put him back on. You don't have to take him off, but you don't put him back on. Amr, Rav Nachman, Alachat Krab Yaakov, Rav Nachman says, Alachat Krab Yaakov, which is the middle one, until Techla Regel, Rav Chisav, Rav Huna, Matlu Buburta, they even daven Myrib with their tefillin. Wow. They daven Myrib with their tefillin on. There's more to say here. Let's just finish the section. Igadamri, or others say, ain't halacha like Reb Yaakov. The halacha is not like Reb Yaakov, meaning it's not till Tichla Regel. I v'harav chizda v'rav barav huna maslu behuborta. Didn't they wear the tefillin at night? Ha'iplik, ha'uplika. You're right. They argue. Right? They argue. That story would not be like the halacha. Meaning they paskind not like what we paskind. Okay, 2 points. Number one is, there is an important tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in Chelek Aleph Siman Yud, the 10th tshuva in all the Igros Moshe. This tshuva was written in 1932. Tuf Reish Tzadik Beis in Luban. He was asked, there was a type of shayla, that there were people who had to go to work. People got to work, and they had to go to work very, very early. And there was no way they could put their tefillin on later. And they had to be at work before dawn. And the shayla was, and they're there until after tzeis. So there would be no other time to put tefillin on. What should they do? So here's where you see the greatness of our Moshe. So he would have said, "What are you? No. Okay, what can you do?" Ones says Rav Moshe, "No." There's no chash. What's the worry? Oh, you might fall asleep. You just got up. You're not falling back asleep. There's no worry that you're going to fall asleep. So therefore, you could put them on. And then Rav Moshe says, not only could you put them on, you could even make a bracha. Wow. Says Rav Moshe, "Be'uvda didan shalekach shashena shekarkam yishinaso, yish lahoris lo ba'onis kazeh, she'i'ef shalo lahaniach bayom, shegam yivarech." Gam yivarech. The Shulchan Aruch says that Laila is lavzman tefillin, mida oraisa. We should disover to lahaniach lecharchila, but Laila asu mida rabbanan, de goris v'chashek v'lasolik tefili v'chulu. Aval, he quotes some Rishonim at least, Rabbeinu Peretz, the lek klal iser is just a p'tur. It's not an iser. So therefore, in this type of case, vada yish lachshivo din lachayvo lahafsid avodaso shuafsid yosem yichomish mishol mitzvah zaseh. You don't have to not go to work and lose your job in terms of tefillin, but v'kolshki b'vedina zu sheyefshar in Luban in Russia sheyefshar lahazik avodah acheres ki akolu b'yadam v'lo yitnu lo v'lachen kadei shlo yafsid mitzvah chavivazu yochol aniach af bibracha. Why? Because if you put it on without a bracha, people aren't going to take it seriously. Right? We've had that example many times in the past. Sfiras HaOmer. Somebody misses a night. Rabbi Sachs likes to quote this example. Somebody misses a night. So what happens? Oh, I forgot. They don't count anymore. The bruch is extra. The bruch is extra. The counting is the hayom yom sheni laomer. That's the ikar mitzvah. But people think once they don't make a bruch anymore, I'm finished. Rav Moshe knew that. The Gemara says that about Yantav Sheni. So Rav Moshe allowed them even to make a bracha because they wouldn't take this seriously. And who knows? Who knows when? How long this was going to go on? What, a year without tefillin? Rav Moshe couldn't have this. That's a very important tshuva of Rav Moshe in Siman Yud. Rav Sternbach has a tshuva about this also in Tshuvas Vanagas in Chelek Aleph, where he says it's very hard to imagine Bizman Azeh, post Luban. It's very hard to imagine this type of case, that you wouldn't have a second during the day to put tefillin on. So he says you can't rely on this Rav Moshe nowadays. It's impossible. that you wouldn't have a, who has a job nowadays that you wouldn't have a second or 3 minutes during the day to put tefillin on to make a bracha? So therefore, in most cases, unless there's some extreme case, one would put their tefillin, one would put their, need to put their tefillin on by yom and not allowed to make the bracha earlier. Okay, we don't have time right now to go into more about making the, what do you do if you have to go to the bathroom in terms of the brachas, and you come back, you have to take your tefillin off. That's what the Gemara talks about down here. You can look it up in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chafei as well. Weiter. Umi amar Rav Huna hachi, did Rabba Barav Huna. Umi amar Rabba Barav Huna hachi, v'ha amar Rabba Barav Huna. Savik chashecha, savik lo chashecha, lo chashecha, lo cholis v'lo meniach. Right, if it's Bein HaShmashes, you don't put the tefillin, don't take the tefillin off, but you don't put them on. Ha-Vadech HaShecha Cholets, Mashba, that if it's Vadech HaShecha, you take them off. So how can we say that he davened Ma'ariv with his tefillin on? So Gemara answers, no, Hasam Be'erev Shabbos Itmar. No, that's talking about Erev Shabbos. Friday night, he dafka took them off. So the Gemara, Mike Kassavar, what do you mean? What, he wore them at night, but he didn't wear them on Shabbos? But those two issues go together. E Kassavar, Lila of Zman Tefillin, Shabbos Nami Zman Tefillin. E Kassavar, Shabbos loves Zman Tefillin, Lila Nami loves Zman Tefillin. Both of these issues of Shabbos and night go together. De Mehecha, De Memata, Shabbos, Mehasam, Lemati Lelos. The same Shita that excludes Shabbos and Yontif from tefillin excludes night. The Tanya of the Brisa says, "V'shamart es chukah zos l'moada." Miyamim yamima. It says at the end of Bo, you shall guard this chukah. Miyamim yamima, from day to day. So the first day is that this is referring to the mitzvah tefillin. So we say yamim velo lelos, miyamim velo kol yamim pral shabbos of yamim tovim. Div Reb Yosi Aglili. We exclude Reb Yosi Aglili excludes Shabbos, excludes Laila. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo nemer chukah zu el pesach b'vah. No, the pesach is omer karam pesach. Not talking about tefillin. So you have no exclusions. So you see, they go together. So how could Rabbi Barav Huna hold the middle approach? He wore them at night, but not on Shabbos. So nafka lemeichel, nafka lele Rabbi Akiva. No, he holds like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva himself has a different reason why there's no tefillin on Shabbos, even though there is at night. The Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yochel yuniach adam tefillin b'Shabbos of Yom Tovim. You might think that a person should wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Tamalomar b'haya la osa yatcha lo totafos beininecha. The os on your hand and the totafos between your eyes. Misha tzrich an os. Tefillin is called an os. So whoever needs an os has to wear tefillin. Yatsu Shabbos of Yom Tovim shein guf an os. Shabbos and Yontif themselves are an os, and therefore we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif because they themselves are osos, and the Mefarshim explain, you always need two osos. Al pishnei edim yakam davar. So during the week, we have Mila and Tefillin. On Shabbos, we have Mila and Shabbos. And that's why we don't wear Tefillin on Shabbos. The Birkei Yosef in Simulamad Aleph, in the Simon about Tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, discusses the fascinating case brought up by the Radvaz earlier. What if somebody does not have a Mila? Right? Somebody who has Meso Echav Machmas Mila. His brothers died. So he's not allowed to get a Mila. Does he wear Tefillin on Shabbos? Because he only has one os. Or do you say low plug? No, low plug. If he can't, he's still... That's what we assume. We assume low plug. He's not with Philemon Shabbos. But that's an interesting question that is asked. What about Yontif? So Yontif is also called an os. We paskin. What about Chol HaMoed? Oh, that's a big issue, which we don't have time to get into now, but just look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says Simon Laman Aleph. It's one Simon. One Simon in Shulchan Aruch about Philemon Shabbos and Yontif and Chol HaMoed. The Shulchan Aruch says, B'Chol HaMoed Gamkein Osir Laniyat Tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin is not only are you putter, but it's usher, like some Rishonim say. It's usher who do with tefillin. On Shabbos and Yontif, the Shulchan Aruch even says chalamoid. Me'atam ze ba'atzva, shimei chalamoid gam kein os. Rama, yesh omrim shechalamoid chaye betfillin. V'cheinogin b'chol galilos elu lanichem b'moid l'varech alayem. Ein she'im avarechen alayem b'chol ram. That's the Rama. The Mishnah quotes the Taz. The Taz says that no, maybe not, maybe make a t'nai. All different opinions. The Minhag of Eretz Yisrael is not the way tefillin at all. Minhag of Chutz La'aretz. Different minhagim, but this is the machlokas between the machaber and the Ramah. Are tefillin muksa on Shabbos? That also is a machlokas. Do they have the status of chesron kis? Do they have the status, if you walk into shul, and on your seat is a bit tefillin? So if it also has other items in it that are not muksa, okay, so it's a basel lover, asel lover, mutu, you're allowed to move it. But if it's only a tefillin bag, all you have in there is tefillin, major machlokas, I'll be Kabbalah, it sounds like it's very muksa. But Minhag Olam, I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes both opinions, but we generally assume that if you need to, it's like a klisha matzal iser. So you can move it, l'zorach gufa, l'zorach makomo, if one wants to sit down. Okay, a little bit more. Again, like you can see, we're going to have many shiurim on all of these dafim, but we're just whetting our appetite. Amar Abelazar, call him in the tefillin, akash gies acham over basay. Somebody puts on tefillin after sunset, they violate this asay that we just said, miyamim yamima. Rabbi Yochanan Amar over balav. Wow. You violate a lav. Why? Because the language that is used is vishamarta. And Shmira is a lashon of a lav. So lema Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Law kamiflagi. Let's say they're arguing about that issue. Dama Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Law komakav shenemar hishamar pen va'al enu elalosase. Right, any of those lashonos, you don't need lo, but hishamar pen and al are also lashonos of losase. Demar is le Rabbi Avin. Demar less le Rabbi Avin. Should we say that they're arguing about that issue, whether vishamarta is a lashon of losase? So the answer is lo. De kuli alma is le Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi Law. Everybody holds like him. V'hakabacham kamiflagi. But the machlokas is as follows. Mar Savar, Hishamar de lav, Hishamar de ase. If you have Hishamar about an ase, so is that an ase or is that a lav? So the first opinion holds that Hishamar of an ase, that itself is an ase. If you're warning about an ase, you can't be more than the ase, so that's an ase, so therefore there's no, this, it's not a lav. Mar Savar, Hishamar de ase, nami lav. No, Hishamar is always a los ase. Period. V'yomar abalazar, v'im l'shamar mutter. If you put them on at night, not because you're doing the mitzvah, but because you just want to guard them so they don't get lost or something happened to them, then it's okay. I was sitting in front of Ravashi and it was dark and he put his tefillin on. And they said, they said, what, you need to guard them? He says, yeah, that's exactly why I'm doing it. I saw he was lying. I saw he was putting it on because he wanted to wear tefillin at night. But he felt kasavar halacha vein morin kain. And he felt it's the halacha, but we just don't tell people about it. But really, he could wear tefillin at night. This is what Rav Moshe quoted. This daya that some Rishonim him hold of, and therefore he allowed them to put on tefillin even at night. Okay, period. Next is going to talk about the kavana of tefillin. We'll have to stop here. And B'ez Hashem, we will continue as we head towards tefillin on the right hand, tefillin on the left hand, a couple of other tefillin ideas before we get into tzitzis. We've done mezuzah, now we're almost finished tefillin, tomorrow we finish up tefillin, B'ez Hashem, and then we start tzitzis, and we get into the next perek atcheles. Okay, stop here. Haggadah Shir, B'ez Hashem, I think is up already. OU.org, the Haggadah Shir is up. Please enjoy.